Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Autogrill First Half 2009 conference call.
Good evening. I'm Gian Maria Tondato, the CEO of Autogrill. Welcome to our first half results for 2009. When we met in July last year at our Investor Day, I referred to the flexibility of our group and how we were moving from the growth phase in our history to a phase of restructuring, integration, and deleveraging, focused on margin enhancement and maximizing cash flow generation. I'm pleased to tell you that our group has delivered in a tougher economic environment than what we had forecasted a year ago. Traffic globally has continued to fall, and our sales, as a result, are down 6.3%, and our rents have increased mainly due to the successful renewal for an important chunk of the Italian network. We have reacted to this. In fact, we have enhanced profitability. We have minimized the flow-through of falling sales on EBITDA in F&B, and we have actually reversed it in retail and in flight. We have generated strong cash flow, and we are on time in delivering the promised synergies in retail and the efficiencies in F&B. Our EBITDA margin increased from 9.2% to 9.7%, whilst sales are down by 6.3%. This table, table two, shows how we played a defensive game, the Catenaccio, for which is very famous the Italian football team, with our more traditional business F&B. The Catenaccio lets us keep a stable margin with a declining top line by working on fine-tuning productivity after a very difficult start of the year. I'm pleased to say that we are getting better and better day after day. On the other end, if we use our new science, retail and in-flight, for a more attacking game, this meant focus on integration and restructuring. The full benefit of phase one of the integration and restructuring are starting to flow through. For this reason, we saw an important improvement in margins in both retail and in-flight. Our strong ability to generate cash is a result of a combination of three key factors. The first is a good work on P&L, managing productivity and cost control. The second is the important action on working capital, especially in the retail sector. The third is the rationalization of our CapEx. Now, rationalization of CapEx does not mean that we are not investing. We understand that CapEx is key to our future, as investments in the network will keep us ahead of the game. The reduction in our CapEx is a result of the change in business mix toward retail, which is less CapEx intensive, as well as tight control and focus on higher IRR projects. Remember also that 2008 was a record year for CapEx. Retail, one of the elements of our attacking force, has had a positive contribution on both CapEx, both our profitability as well as a reduction in CapEx. Phase one of the integration was completed on time and delivered the expected synergies. Obviously, we are not going to stop here. Phase two, which is the convergence of processes to enhance profitability and define the organizational structure, is undergoing and on track to deliver the synergies we promised for 2010. As outlook, it is too early to call, as we are still in a mixed environment. Airport traffic is still negative in the U.S. We see some light at the end of the tunnel. The U.S. motorway business, which was the first to be hit by late 2007, is back on track. We also see good resiliency in the Italian motorway business. Generally speaking, we are also going into the period when traffic last year started to free fall. As I said, it's too early to call whether 2009 will be a storm or a hurricane. I am, however, quietly confident, not because of the external factors, but because we have now got the group in a better shape to face whatever scenario we will be up against. With that, I let Alberto to take you through the numbers in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Gianmario, and good evening. As Gianmario said, there is no doubt that the conditions we have faced have been worse than what we expected in July last year when we had our Investor Day. But despite this, the group has delivered another set of good results. These results are consistent with the guidance we gave you in March. The data we are reviewing is not comparable, as in the second half of 2008, we acquired the World Duty Free and the remaining 50% of Aldeasa. We provide you with a comparison that refers to 2008 data with the same perimeter of 2009 and at cost and exchange rates. I will refer to this data as 2008 pro forma. Our sales compared to actual first half 2008 grew by 4.5%, but sales fell by 6.6% on a 2008 pro forma due to the impact of the economic recession both on traffic and customer spend. As Gianmario said before, the main achievement of the period is that we have improved our margins. In fact, compared to 2008 pro forma, our EBITDA decreased by 2.5%, notwithstanding the mentioned 6.6 fall in sales. As a result of this evolution, EBITDA margin rose from 9.7%. The result is not obvious in this environment and has been driven by the restructuring project that we talk about on our Investor Day and the efficiency actions that Gianmario presented in March. These projects were activated in light of the integration and restructuring that we announced and because we knew that some of our costs, rent being an example, would rise in 2009. Strictly referring to the outcome of the integration projects in retail, they will generate approximately 30 million in the year and have already contributed to the first half results for around 11 million. But the whole stream of improvement obtained by our people attention to detail surely accounts for more. Positive impact on COGS and G&A offset rents and OPEX, which rose due to past renewals and their more rigid nature. Despite the fall in sales, labor costs remain stable, which is a proof of our business's flexibility and ability to manage our staff effectively. Higher depreciation related to CAPEX programs of the previous years and the impact of the consolidation of the acquisitions generated a reduction in EBIT of 11.3% compared to 2008 pro forma. Group net income decreased in first half 2009 from 33.9 million to 29.6 million due to more interest on the debt related to the acquisitions and higher depreciation. The strong generation of free cash flow is the other dominant theme of our first half result. Already in the first quarter 2009, we limited the seasonal cash absorption to around 68 million. In the second quarter, the cash flow generated from operations has been massive, totaling 260 million. A lot of effort has been devoted to working capital management to consolidate the quick wins of last year, not an easy task today in an environment of falling sales. But the initiative undertaken, especially in retail, generated significant cash thanks to projects we ran on category management and inventory management. CAPEX more than halved compared to last year. Given the uncertain macroeconomic environment, we were understandably prudent in expanding our business, using a more selective approach on new opportunities and rescheduling ongoing programs whenever feasible or convenient. As a result of both the strong cash flow from operations and lower capital expenditures, we have delivered a net free cash flow of 134 million in the semester and a fantastic 246 million in the second quarter. That has taken our net financial indebtedness to 2.09 billion from 2.31 billion as at end of March 2009. The evolution of net financial indebtedness and EBITDA in second quarter 2009 has allowed the group to significantly improve its financial ratios. As you may remember, all our credit facilities are linked to two financial ratios. A leverage ratio being the ratio between net debt and pro forma EBITDA, and interest cover being the ratio between EBITDA and net financial charges. We review our financial ratios on a quarterly or semi-annual basis according to the facilities. As at the end of March 2009, our leverage ratio on banking facilities was 3.47 times, while our interest cover was 5.03 times. As at the end of June, the leverage ratio has significantly improved, both compared to the end of 2008 and March 2009, ranging between 3.13 on banking facilities and 3.26 times on the private placement, according to the different methods of calculation. The range of the interest cover remained rather stable, ranging between 4.99 and 5.42 times. Moving on to look at the businesses in detail. In food and beverage, we have protected our profitability, achieving important results, especially in the second quarter. On a pro forma basis, sales fell by 5.9% on the second quarter, and profitability fell by only 5%, with a slight improvement of the margin from 12.6% on the first half pro forma to 12.7%. Looking at the first half sales, the 7.54% falling is a result of the recession on both traffic and consumer attitude. This has made it more challenging for us to maintain our historic outperformance in certain areas and channels. The motorways channel has demonstrated more resilience than airports, and in fact, in Italy, we have achieved an outperformance almost in line with our historicals. On the other hand, the group has not been able to outperform the traffic in our other main channel, U.S. airports. We have not yet seen any clear signal of recovery on traffic there, although the decline has leveled out in the second quarter. In first half 2009, sales in U.S. airports have declined on a comparable basis by 10.1% compared to a 10% traffic decline. There are a number of explanations as to why we have not outperformed in U.S. The slowdown in traffic has also reduced flight delays, so reducing the dwell time of our customers. Another possible explanation that some reduction in our opening times protected our margins but lowered our sales. Globally, HMS Host sales in airports declined by 12.4%, also due to a currency effect on our sales in Canada and the negative performance on Amsterdam Airport that is managed by our U.S. organization. On a positive note, in the motorways channel, where the crisis manifested itself first at the end of 2007, we have seen signs of improvement. In the semester, traffic on the motorways under management limited its decline to 1.2%, while we have seen a small positive increase in Q2. In the channel, HMS Host sales on a comparable basis have shown a decline of 1.3% on the semester and an increase of 1.1% in the second quarter. As said before, sales in Italy have continued to show resilience. Traffic decreased on the entire motorway network by 5.2% as at April 2009, and on the Autostrade per l'Italia network by 2.4% in the semester, the drops being impacted by the significant falls in heavy traffic. Our Italian motorway sales were down on a like-for-like basis by 1.8% compared to the first half, 2008. We have continued to see a shift of cost customer preferences toward products either less expensive or with higher intrinsic value. We have been able to capitalize on this trend by continuing to adapt our offering, which is reflected in the success of our high-end snack bar products. In other countries, that is Europe excluding Italy, sales in first half 2009 are down by 6.3%, with only railway stations showing any positive growth. The sales performance here is a bit less relevant, as the area generates most of its sales in summer. And in fact, the performance of second quarter has been significantly better than the whole semester, showing a 4.3% fall. I'm pleased to say that, although we have not outperformed traffic everywhere, we have been successful in outperforming the market in terms of profitability. Many actions have been put in place to deliver the results. Among others, an effective reduction of cost of goods sold incidence driven by offer composition and a decline in prices of raw material, especially in U.S. Job sharing agreements in Italy that effectively manage the cost of labor on our point of sales. Strong controls on indirect cost and targeted operative cost. Strong cuts in G&A. One-off income contributed only to a limited extent. In the first half, food and beverage benefit from 3.8 million of one-offs. In U.S., EBITDA margin has increased to 11.8% compared to 11.6% in the first half 2008. In Italy, the actions undertaken have succeeded to partially limit the erosion resulting from the higher rents on the Italian motorways concessions renewed in 2008. Margins in Italy deteriorated from 12.3% to 11.5%. Globally, EBITDA margin reduction has been limited from 10.7% in first half 2008 at current exchange rate, 10.8% at constant rate, to 10.5%. 2009 was expected to be a crucial year for our retail, and we had to deliver tangible results on our way to create a strong integrated leader in the industry. We are pleased to say that we are on time with our programs and confident of delivering the original synergies projections. This is despite the very negative environment of 2009 airports, both in UK and especially Spain. In travel retail and duty-free, it is true that in an environment where outperforming traffic is difficult, we have delivered positive results in profitability. Sales delivered by our UK business have continued to exceed our expectations and in part offset the disappointing results we have experiencing in Spain. In the UK, sales grew by 4.9% compared to first half 2008 pro forma, despite a fall in traffic of 8.2%. The weakness of the UK pound has helped, but the result we achieved at Heathrow has been exceptional, with sales growing by 14.8% against traffic falling by 3.8%. The recession and the weak pound explain why Spain has been so in difficulty, showing a decline of 20.1% compared to first half pro forma 2008. Sales in the rest of the world grew by 7.3%, but showing a slowdown in Q2 due to the increasing impact of swine flu, especially in Mexico. Globally, our retail sales have decreased by 4.1% in the first half with respect to 2008 pro forma. In the same period, our retail and duty-free EBITDA has increased to 66.4 million from 56.1 million in first half 2008 pro forma, with an increase of 18.3%. First half data include a one-off income of 7.5 million But even excluding this, we would have an EBITDA improvement of 5% compared to a 41% decline in sales. EBITDA margin has consequently increased significantly from 7.7% to 9.5%. Improvement has been obtained in COGS as a result of a more favorable mix of sales and especially action undertaken to optimize purchases. Maybe here it is worth noticing that the action taken have also had positive consequences on our cash flow statement due to hard work done on streamlining core categories and assortment, as well as on terms of payment. The efficiency programs have also had positive consequences in the containment of labor cost, although this is not the largest cost component in a retail P&L. The UK restructuring related to the integration of Alpha Retail and World Duty Free, as well as the other cuts of G&A, have had an important role in the EBITDA improvement. We estimate that the UK integration has already generated approximately £6 million of cost synergies in the first half 2009 and is on track to generate £16 million for the full year. Last but not least, the in-flight. I think that the in-flight management has proactively accepted the challenge to demonstrate to the group that in-flight is not dilutive to group results. In fact, the improvement in profitability achieved by the business is really significant. Today, the EBITDA margin of in-flight is close to the double digit, a continuous improvement on the very positive performance of 2008. Our sales have gone down by 6.7% because also in-flight has been affected by the reduction in traffic and flights, and because we have worked to reduce complexity in the business while retaining good contracts. The good results obtained are a mix of reduced operating costs, reduced corporate overheads, and portfolio selection to increase the ratio of sales generated from full-service airlines, particularly from our Middle East and Australian airport locations. Gianmario has already given you our outlook. Some indicators point to signs of recovery, or at least to a stabilization of the recession. The table in the slide shows that traffic in main channels and geographies seems to have leveled out. A much stronger indication, however, will be the outcome of summer, as usual, the key period of the year for our group. As regards current trading, as of week 30, year to date, group sales are up by 3.6% at current exchange rate, that is down 6.2% compared to the first 6 months of 2008 on a pro forma basis. With that, we would be happy to answer any question that you might have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. First question comes from Mr. Laurent Brunel from Exane. Mr. Brunel, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon, Laurent Brunel, Exane BNP. Two questions, please. First, could you confirm your organic sales growth in Q2 if you adjust from the Easter effect? I think it was something like €27 million. So basically, it will assume that organic sales growth was broadly flat in Q2 versus Q1. Is that right? And secondly, regarding your reduction in historical outperformance versus traffic, could you explain a bit more on Italy and what do you expect moving forward, please? And what is a clear explanation behind this reduction in outperformance? Thanks.
I answered at first at your first question, that is the impact of summer, mm-hmm. and then the impact of Easter, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And the second, maybe if you can maybe repeat a bit the second part of the question, because we didn't understand very clearly. So if you like, I answer for Easter. I must say that for food and beverage, the Easter has not been so important, unfortunately, this year. Because if you look, the outperformance in the second quarter is in the U.S. And Easter is not that important in the U.S. So we would like to have a better Easter, for instance, in Spain, where Easter is very important. But due to the recession, we didn't have that great effect, unfortunately. So I would say that the improvement you see in Q2 is really organic. It's not determined by a different calendar. And then if you can repeat the question about Europe and Italy, because at a certain moment I missed a bit. Excuse me.
Yeah, it was regarding your historical performance versus traffic. What we have seen so far in Q1, Q2 was a reduction of this outperformance. You have given details on the U.S. Could you maybe elaborate on Italy and tell us if you expect a change moving forward, please?
Excuse me, but if you look at the slide on the annex, you will see that in Italy, our outperformance in terms of compared to the traffic did not disappear. Obviously, you have to take into account not the data of Atlantia, but the data of IceCat, because we are on all Italian motorways network, not only on Atlantia 1. We put Atlantia also traffic as a reference because Atlantia is listed, but the comparison should be done with the -5% on the whole Italian motorways network, because we are present on all Italian motorways network.
Okay. So you don't believe that you have reduced your historical outperformance in Italian motorways?
No, in general we think that we can consider that the outperformance in motorways is there. The problem of the outperformance is more in airports.
Okay, thank you. And just maybe one more question regarding your average ticket. Is there a change or is it still stable?
Is the question related to Italy or in general?
In general.
A general question is difficult to answer.
Okay, so let's focus on your key market, Italian motorways on U.S. airports.
They say that it's rather stable in U.S. and is a bit increasing in Italy.
Okay, thank you very much.
No more questions at the moment. Next question comes from Ms. Corgi Elisa from Intermonte. Ms. Corgi, please proceed with your question.
Yes, thank you very much. Can you please tell us how much your Amsterdam business weighs on full consolidated airport sales in North America?
On a yearly basis, yes. On a yearly basis, the Schiphol Airport makes around 100 million sales in euro.
Okay. Which are booked under U.S. dollar in U.S. dollar terms under your North American business? Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. So here you have a negative forex effect in the first part of the year.
Yeah, of course, the impact, the negative foreign exchange impact is more relevant for the Canadian dollar because the business in Canada is larger, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and another question, if you can please remind us of the synergies you expect from retail, from integrating your UK and Spanish businesses.
Yes, I have... an indication of approximately 10 to 11 million in the first half.
Yes, sorry, I was not clear in my questions. I ask if you can remind us of the synergies you expect in 2010 from the phase two of the integration of your retail business.
The next year, I missed your question, excuse me. This year we expect 30 million, and next year we expect in between 35 and 40.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Miss Laura Leonardelli from UBS. Miss Leonardelli, please proceed with your question.
Good evening. I have a couple of questions, please. The first one is related to the airport performance relative to the traffic. Do you think that you've reached maturity of your capturing rate in North America, or are you going
to... I'm sorry, we cannot understand you. Can you please speak a bit slowly?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now better?
Yes, please. Yes, thank you.
Airport outperformance. Do you think you've reached the maturity of the capturing rate in North American airports? I mean, do you expect to implement commercial projects in the second part of the year in order to restore the outperformance, or do you think that we are going to see a higher correlation relative to the traffic going forward? And always on the outperformance, if you could elaborate a bit on the UK outperformance, particularly at Heathrow Airport, if you could provide the main drivers of this strong performance. My second question is just a clarification about a comment on your press release. You stay with the previously announced guidance. Do you keep the guidance in line with the previous Forex assumptions, or are you confident also at current Forex? And the last one, just quickly, on the tax rate, if you have any indication for full year 2009. Thank you.
Yes, let's start. You made some questions. So let's start from the last one, taxes. We think that in terms of corporate tax, the 30% that we had basically last year and that we have been having in the first half of 2009 is a good guidance. On top of that, you have to add the impact of IRAP. So if you make this calculation, you have a decent proxy of what we expect in terms of tax incidents. As far as the outlook, you're right that when we gave the outlook in March, we were assuming an average exchange rate of the dollar against euro 130 and of the pound against the euro of 0.90, while the pound seemed to be still a possible outcome, probably the average of the dollar will be a bit more a bit weaker. So we can expect to have some impact, some advantage on the pound, and some weakness on the dollar. We calculated that the variance that could be generated on our numbers, on our projections, out of using the current exchange rate, assuming that for the next 6 months we will have the current exchange rate for the remaining 6 months, is around we estimate on EBITDA 6 million. And then going back to the outperformance, that is your original question. If I remember, you posed two questions. If we can expect that we can start rebuilding outperformance in U.S. from now, and then the second question is how we have been able to outperform in U.K.
Yes, please.
As far as the UK is concerned, the outperformance has been driven by several elements. There is definitely The important boost of T5, that is an important element of discontinuity if you compare last year and this year, especially because in the first half of 2008, T5 was not yet on a running basis, so we had some startup inefficiency. The second is the fact that the location is really the state of the art today in the travel retail, and this is paying actually. We have seen a consistent outperformance from World Duty Free along the year, and we have not seen any sign of decline of this overperformance. So we do expect, we hope that it will continue for the rest of the year. For US, it's a bit more difficult. In fact, we are traveling in a new environment because we're not used to see such an important decline in that market. The September 11 is not a good proxy because the September 11 was a very sharp decline, but in a very concentrated period of time. Here we have been seeing a decline that is significant for at least three quarters. So I do think that we still have all the ability to start again overperforming, but we can overperform if there is a restoration of the traffic, because you can run the business trying to increase sales or to increase profitability. It is very difficult to do both. You can run the business in order to enhance sales, assuming that there is sufficient people in the airport. This is not the situation today, and that is why we have concentrated our effort to increase profitability. We do think that once the traffic comes back, and sooner or later will come back, the overperformance will be there again.
Thank you.
No more question at the moment. The control room confirmed there are no more questions at the moment.
If there are no more questions, thank you very much for attending this conference call and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Autogrill.